This is The View from Pluto. I'm Amanda Rabinowitz with IdeaStream Public Media's sports commentator Terry Pluto. Northeast Ohio is well represented at the men's and women's NCAA tournaments, which begin this week. The University of Akron men's team beat rival Kent State in the Mid-American Conference Tournament Finals to punch their ticket to March Madness, while the Kent State women's team is going dancing for the first time in 22 years.
The Kent women are coached by a guy named Todd Starkey. He took over in Kent for the 2016-17 season. Prior to that, they had lost at least 23 games the previous 5 years. So it was a program that used to be good under Bob Lindsay in the old days that was a mess. In his first year, he comes in, and they go 19-13, and they've been winning ever since.
But they haven't won the MAC tournament, which is what determines if you go to the NCAA tournament.
Exactly. So I think that was one of the things hanging over him and the women that play for him was like, can we get that point? This time they did it, led by Katie Shoemate, who's basically been there for 4 years. She's a star player. They're an under-the-radar program here that a lot of people haven't noticed how well they have done, including me. I have to admit, I missed it too.
So they have a number 15 seed, and they'll be playing Notre Dame. That's going to be a very tough draw.
Yeah, look, my view is, who cares? Go in there. And just like when I talked to John Gross, who got his Akron men to the finals and then beat Kent State. And remember, all year, Akron had dominated Kent State. But as he told me going into that game, he goes, when we're playing, whether it's Kent State or anybody else, they only have to beat us once. So Kent went through that gauntlet on the women's side, and Akron just barely got through it, but they did on the men's side to beat Kent State in the finals. Meanwhile, maybe my all-time favorite MAC player, and believe me, I've had a lot, but Enrique Freeman in his senior year is going to the NCAA with Akron.
And he's big time.
He's big time, and he was absolutely little time or no time when, because he is from St. Martin de Porres High School on the east side of Cleveland, which is a place where you go to school half the day, and then you have different internships and things. So he went to Akron on a scholarship, an academic scholarship. His first year, he's playing all kinds of pickup ball and rec leagues, and his mom, Tanya Torres, a police officer in Cleveland, said, you got to try, Enrique, you got to try. So the next year, he goes to the open tryouts. So he makes the team as a walk-on, and here we are 4 years later, the MAC regular season player of the year, the MAC conference tournament player of the year, going to the NCAA tournament, and in the spring, he gets his master's in business.
So Enrique Freeman and the University of Akron men's team travel to Pittsburgh. On Thursday, they'll play the third seed, Creighton.
Clearly, Creighton's a favorite, but hey, why not?
When you talk about the NCAA tournament, there's a through line here with two coaches, current Akron men's coach John Gross and former coach Keith Dambrot.
John Gross, he began his head coaching career at Ohio. He was there 4 years and twice went to the NCAA tournament. Then he went to Illinois for 5 years. He was fired. Meantime, at that same point, Keith Dambrot, who built Akron's program, after 13 years left to go to Duquesne, and Akron hired John Gross to take Keith Dambrot's spot. And I thought, good luck with that. To me, Dambrot was the gold standard of MAC coaches. Well, it took a couple years for John to get it going at Akron, but now 7 years later, this is his second trip to the NCAA tournament with the Zips. And meanwhile, Keith Dambrot, he took Duquesne. They had to win 4 games in 5 days in the Atlantic 10 tournament. And Keith Dambrot, an Akron native, former Zip coach, got them to the NCAA tournament for the first time in 47 years.
Yeah, so former legendary coach Keith Dambrot just the other day announced this will be his last run as he's going to retire.
Yeah, and he's 65 years old. His wife Donna is fighting breast cancer. This is all, look at all these story threads that came out of just a couple of schools in the mid-majors, which is my favorite thing about college basketball. And I'm just pulling hard. I love the mid-majors. About 3 upsets.
That's what you're filling in.
That
huh?
is.
Terry, thanks.
You're welcome, Amanda.
That's IdeaStream Public Media's commentator, Terry Pluto, who joins us Wednesdays to talk sports.